This is URN
Showtime Breakdown.
Hello, everyone. It's 6 o'clock, which means just one thing. Get ready to dance around your kitchen, belting out some proper show tunes, because it's showtime. I'm Ella, and welcome to the first ever episode of Showtime. Every Sunday evening, from now until the end of the world, basically, I will be playing an hour of show tunes, reviewing musicals, and interviewing guests. But as this is my first show, I thought I would just spend the evening introducing myself to my wonderful new audience, who I'm sure are going to be my best friends by the end of the evening, and playing some of my favourite songs from, you know, some of my favourite shows. I'll also be playing requests, so make sure you send me a message if you want to pick a song to be played next week. You can do that by sending an online text at urn1350.net. So tonight is all about my favourite songs. We started with Wicked because, well, who doesn't love Wicked? I saw it first with the original in the cast way back in 2007. I've only seen it 5 or 6 times since then. You know, I don't like it that much. Defying Gravity, which I just played, is dedicated to Abby, who has basically taken on the role of being my publicist, despite the fact she is currently studying in Canada. She's also promised to get as many people listening to the show there as she can, so without sounding too much like Eurovision, hello Canada! Which also means it's been 10 minutes and I'm already international, so you know, I think that's a pretty good start. But we have a lot to get through, so we'll move swiftly on. I couldn't play my favourite show tunes without including one of the most influential musicals of my entire life. Not because it taught me anything, but because it was just the staple show of my childhood. And that is, of course, Cats. Seriously, my mum must have been so sick of me watching it over and over and over and over, particularly as I was terrified of McCavity and had to fetch her each time he appeared to keep me company. However, I am over that now, and it is one of my favourite songs, so here is McCavity. Before I move on, I would like to just do a shout out to the Housemans, Abby's family, whom I've never met, but have been really lovely and just sent me a message saying lots of kitchen dancing going on at their home, which is obviously what we're all after. I was very nearly dancing in the studio here before realising that, you know, the head of speech can in fact see me, so we will avoid doing that. The next song is from Jekyll and Hyde, which I know a lot of people have been put off by in the past because they think it's either Victorian and boring or murderous and terrifying. Well, it's neither. It is one of the best shows I've ever seen, so cast those doubts aside. I think it is fantastic. This is one of my favourite songs from it, but I don't need to tell you that. This whole evening is about me playing my favourite songs. Here is Facade. Now, I know about Jekyll and Hyde because I'm in the incredibly fortunate position that my dad is, like me, a huge fan of musical theatre and, unlike me, is a very talented singer and actor. He joined the County Amateur Theatre Group back in Lincoln years and years ago, and they actually performed Jekyll and Hyde in 2006. I say all this because yesterday I was back in Lincoln myself to see the same theatre group perform Sister Act. This is a musical adapted from the Whoopi Goldberg film, basically lots of singing nuns in 1970s Philadelphia. The biggest surprise at the show was seeing my bass singing dad perform falsetto in a Spanish accent. It's funny and jolly and has some fantastic songs. Someone has actually sent in a message asking whether something from Phantom can be played, which, yes, it can. I actually haven't seen Phantom on stage, but it is one of my favourite shows, and people keep telling me how fabulous it is and how I'm missing out, and I'm there going, yeah, I actually know. It's one of my biggest regrets. So here is Wishing You Were Somehow Here Again from Phantom of the Opera. So we go from one show I haven't seen to yet another show I haven't seen on the stage either. It's awful, I know. This is Jersey Boys. The main reason I haven't seen this is because my mum resolutely claims that she doesn't like any of the music from this show, despite the fact that she sings along to every song in the soundtrack at home. So you can't pick your family, can you? I'm going to move in with the Housemans instead. The next song is from Shrek the Musical. So I'll just give you a bit of context. I went to see Shrek a few years ago with my guide group that I was with at the time, and my friend Hannah and I spent the whole journey down to London singing this song called Don't Let Me Go. And then we were devastated when we got there because it turned out the song had been cut out of the musical that we'd been to see. And we were just so annoyed with it. But it remains one of our favourite songs to sing along to. So this is just for Hannah. The next song is from The finale of Memphis the Musical, which is a rock and roll musical loosely based on Memphis radio DJ Dewey Phillips, who was one of the first white DJs to play black music in the 1950s. Wikipedia tells you everything. More importantly, however, is that it was written by Bon Jovi's very own keyboardist, David Bryan. For those of you who don't know, I am weirdly obsessed with Bon Jovi. I love them so, so much. So here is Steal Your Rock and Roll. Next up is a song that I know most people won't have heard of, just because it's really new and hasn't actually reached the UK yet. It's called Telephone Wire from the new show Fun Home. Now, this is a musical adapted from Alison Bechdel's 2006 graphic memoir of the same name. I admittedly had never heard of any of this until it took this year's Tony Awards by storm. It's also the first Broadway musical to have a lesbian protagonist, and on top of all of that, the songs are just wonderful. So here is Telephone Wire. The next song I'm going to play is from Next to Normal, which unfortunately still hasn't come across from America yet, but I live in hope. It is brilliant. This song is called I'm Alive and is performed by Aaron Tveit, who is better known for being the really good looking one in the film version of Les Mis. And, you know, don't pretend like you don't know who I'm on about, because you all do. So here is I'm Alive from Next to Normal. You may have noticed that there has been one musical, one really, really famous, one truly amazing, fantastic, outstanding musical missing from the show so far. Any guesses? Yes, you are right. Or wrong. I really have no idea. It is, of course, Les Mis. That is now nearly it for this week. It's, you know, very, very sad, I know. Don't worry, I will be back again next week at the same time, showtime at 6 on Sunday. Brilliant alliteration there, so well done, James, for his scheduling. Make sure you send in your request to urn1350.net, and I promise I will actually play them next Sunday. You've been listening to Showtime on URN. Tune in next week for more musical theatre hits. Now drop everything, find a space, get ready to dance along to the Time Warp. Do it Houseman style. After all, it's just a jump to the left.
This is URN
Showtime Breakdown.